And so as we said in our prayer, the gospel is like a mirror, and it shows what we really look like. Again, I hope everybody at some point in time looks at the mirror before they leave the house every day. Okay? But that mirror shows us what we really look like. Shows all the blemishes that we have. It shows our hair being all over the place in the morning, so that gives us the opportunity to get it smoothed down. And so it shows us. It shows scars. I've got a scar. Every time I look in the mirror, I'm reminded of that scar right there on my forehead. Can't get away from it. All right? Can't get away from it. But the mirror provides an opportunity for us to make necessary changes in our lives so that others can see the image of God through us. Would you agree with that? And so that's what the Word of God is tonight. And so we want to continue on with our study just a little bit in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Again, this is referring to the fruit of the Spirit. And Paul, the Galatian writer here, is speaking to the church in Galatia. And like it was said earlier in the chapter, it listed all kinds of vile things. But if we are walking in the Spirit, young people, if we're truly walking in the Spirit, these are the things that we will produce as children of God. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, beginning. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So we've been working through this study on the fruit of the Spirit. And a couple of things I think bears repeating as we get into our study tonight. We cannot have these fruits without salvation, and we must be spiritual people. I think Brother Borders brought that out very, very good on Wednesday night. You know, it's one thing to be saved, but it's another thing to walk in the Spirit. It's another thing to walk in the Spirit. And in order for us to produce these fruits as we ought, first, we must be saved, but secondly, we need to be spiritual people. We need to be spiritual people. All these fruits rest upon the first, which is love. We spent a lot of time in our first study talking about love. All right? And if our love for God is where it needs to be, then we will love others as we ought. Even our enemies, I think about that, you know, our enemies, those, maybe even those who do not care for us, we can love them. Why? Because we've got the Spirit of God living within us tonight. We covered the fruits, love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. So this evening, with the Lord's help, we want to look at the fruits of gentleness and goodness. So, when you think about the word gentleness, what comes to mind? Hello. I'm sorry?
Babies.
Okay, babies. You think about a baby. A baby is gentle. Well, I don't know. Some of our grandchildren aren't so gentle. Oh, baby! I don't know. They're not so gentle. But anyway, I understand. Yes. Babies are gentle. What else do you think of when you think about the word gentle?
Soft.
All right. Soft. Gentle. What else?
Careful.
Okay. So you're careful. So in other words, let's say that you're carrying an egg around. You're not just tossing it up all over the place, right? You're being gentle with it. Why? Because if you drop it, it makes a big mess. All right, makes a big mess. So there's a carefulness. When we are gentle, we are careful. Anything else come to mind? I think those are all good. Brother Trey?
A mother.
Okay, so a mother. A mother is gentle. All right. Sister Lauren's gone.
I don't know. My mom.
I had a student one time, I said, because he was just kind of just being a little, I said, you know what? Do I need to call home and talk to your mom? She says, oh no, don't call my mom. He says, don't call my mom. And he says, I said, why? He says, she beats me. I said, what do you mean beat you? And he says, well, one day she took a garden rake to me. I says, with the tine part of it? And he said, yes. He says, she beats me. Well, when I met her, she was only about this tall. So she had to have a little bit of an advantage. All right, because he was a pretty good sized kid. So, anyway, some moms at some points in time maybe aren't so gentle, but yes, mothers are gentle. All right, mothers are gentle. But anyway, one of the fruits of the Spirit is gentleness. All of us can be gentle with God's help, with God's Spirit working within us. Matthew Henry says, and he's a commentator, a Bible commentator, he says this about gentleness. Having a sweetness of temper, especially towards our inferiors, as disposes us to be affable. Affable means friendly, good-natured, or easy to talk to. And courteous, and easy to be entreated when any have wronged us. So as Christians, we should have a genuine interest in people. Isn't that what we're here for? We should have a genuine interest in people. Have we ever said this about someone? She's so sweet and easy to talk to. I've said that about people before. Why? Is when you go to meet that person, they are so sweet. They have just a sweet demeanor about them. And it seems like that once you start a conversation, it's like that you've known this person forever. Have you ever talked to somebody like that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Or how about he will do anything for you? Have you ever come across people who just do anything? They'll go out of their way just to do anything for you to make you feel comfortable, to make you feel at home, you know, to maybe get something for you, but they go way out of their way because they have a genuine interest in people. Or, I believe this person, and I've said this before, I believe this person would give you the clothes off their back if you needed them. They're just that type of person. They just give you anything. And so, you know, and I thought about this. This was a neighbor of ours. They didn't have much. And if you drove past their place, you think, wow. It was a real eye-opener. But you know what? They were the nicest people. And again, if you needed anything, I'm serious. If you needed a shirt, he'd give you the shirt right off his back if that was the last one he had. He was just that type of person. But do we have that sweet disposition about us toward all people? Do we have a sweet disposition about us toward all people? Again, remember, we're getting out the mirror. Word of God's like a mirror tonight. Are we being genuinely sweet and friendly toward the people we come in contact? Or, my daughter likes to use this word, fake. Or are we being fake? Have we ever been fake toward people?
Yes.
Come on now. We've been fake. Have you ever walked away from a conversation with someone and you were all nicey-nicey to their face, but as you walk away, you're saying something like, that person really annoys me. I never thought I'd get away from him. I think we all can probably say that, right? But is that the goodness that God puts in our heart tonight? Again, I want to inject a little bit of levity here, but I want to get my point across. One of the fruits of the Spirit is goodness, right? And there may be people that we come in contact with that may be annoying, that may be, you know, you're, you know, but the point that I'm getting at is tonight, you know, they need people too, right? They need people too. And so can we say, or can it be said of us, that we have a genuine concern about people and we are gentle? We are gentle. Always remember, we are interacting with a soul. We are interacting with a soul. I don't care if it's the cashier at the grocery store, at Home Depot, or if we meet somebody coming in or out of the door, we are interacting with souls tonight. And so can it be said of us that we have got the fruit of the Spirit of goodness about us tonight, that we're genuinely concerned about a precious soul? Our interactions with people can either draw us toward God or push them away from God. We always got to remember that tonight. We are representatives of God tonight. That's what God created us for. That's what God put us here for. So either with our interactions with people, we are either drawing them toward God or we're pushing them away from God. And so tonight, can it be said of us that we have that fruit of the Spirit called goodness tonight? Are we easily approachable? Sometimes it could be said of me, you're not so approachable, you're scary. For some reason, my children were never scared of me. But. But you'll find if you're around me long enough, I'm just a goofball. And I've had people use that word. I'm Brother Steve's a goofball. But anyway, are you easily approachable? Or are you putting off vibes saying, leave me alone? Think about that. People can read body language. People can read body language. So are you being easily approachable? Or are you putting off those vibes? Leave me alone. Stay away from me. No matter how busy we are we willing to set aside time for others? Again, I'm looking in the mirror just like you're looking in the mirror. Are we willing to set aside time for others and truly listen? I tell my students and I tell young people when I'm talking to them that, you know, I may not have the answers to your problems, but I'm a good listener. I'm a good listener. And when I think about being good-natured, as Matthew Henry said, can you take a joke as well or better than you can dish one out? I think we're all prone to pranks every once in a while, but they don't name streets after you, do they? One way. You like to do the pranks, but you don't like to get them back on you. So are we good-natured? Are we good-natured? Maybe when we have pranks pulled on us, especially when we are a prankster ourselves. Can you laugh when you're on the receiving end of a joke? When people think they're making fun of me, I just laugh with them. Are we courteous? That's part of goodness. Are we courteous? Some of the first things that you learned as a child was please and thank you, right? Are we courteous? Do we hold the door for others? Do we give up our seat for maybe somebody that might be elderly and needs a seat? But also, one of the last things that Matthew Henry said about goodness was, can we be kind and gracious when someone has wronged us?
Ouch.
Can we be kind and gracious to the person that may have wronged us? That's what goodness calls us to do, right? And Brother Mike brought out this morning in his message the awful penalty that Christ paid for our sins, every one of us. The awful penalty that he paid, I would say that he had that fruit of the Spirit of goodness, right? He didn't have to do it, but thank God he did. He took on the penalty that we were to pay, and he took that on himself. He paid the price for us. So, when we are being wronged, can we put on that fruit of the Spirit of goodness and be merciful to that one that has wronged us? Again, just trying to get you to think a little bit tonight. Again, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Because sometimes some of these things are difficult to do, right? Especially when we've been wronged and we've been hurt. It's difficult to show goodness to somebody. But that's what the gospel calls us to do, right? That's what the gospel calls us to do. And so, goodness. Let's move on to goodness for a couple minutes. Goodness is kindness. Or how about beneficence? Have you ever used that word before? Beneficence? What does that mean? To do good. To do good. Being in a state of readiness to do good to all as we have the opportunity. How often are we looking for opportunities to show goodness to someone? You know, I think about, you know, and I try to learn from others. And there are some people that are really, really good about looking for opportunities to talk about Jesus Christ. And I'm always trying to do better about that. But again, are we looking for opportunities to show goodness to someone? Are we looking for opportunities to do good? No matter how great or small, it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be just small, random acts of kindness or goodness that we can show to somebody. It doesn't take long to do. Maybe it's somebody that needs help in the grocery store. There was a situation the other day, and I can't remember what it was. But you know, it didn't take long. But just wanted to be helpful. How many people are looking for opportunities just to be helpful? And so, having that fruit of the Spirit, you know, even taking or picking up a piece of trash. Maybe somebody dropped a piece of trash. That would be something that you have the opportunity. I never forgot this. And it just seems like second nature to me. But I kind of watch students when they're walking down the hall. And so it was a belt laying in the hallway. And I wanted to see how long it took for somebody, it was in between periods or at the end of the day, I wanted to see how long that it would take for somebody to pick up that belt. I don't know how many hundred of students either jumped over, tripped over, kicked, or whatever the case may be, but nobody picked up that belt. But I don't know. It's something that comes second nature to me. When I see a piece of trash, especially if it's in my pathway, I'll bend over and pick it up. Well, we had a guest speaker at school. And just me picking up that piece of trash made an impression on him. And it opened up an opportunity to talk to him for a little bit. So I guess the point that I'm getting at, it is something very, very small that may open up an opportunity for you to talk about Jesus to somebody. Why? Because you have the fruit of the Spirit working within you tonight. Even holding the door for someone, when somebody walks by, you know, it offers you an opportunity to interact with that person. Maybe just for a short period of time, but you made an impression on them. Or you stopped to say a kind word to someone. You know, I think about, you know, some of the saints sitting here in the congregation or some of the young people. I try, you know, many, many times, you notice, I try to go around and at least greet everybody at some point in time. Why? Because I'm interested in you. May not have time to talk, but I hope it makes an impression on you. Even if I don't remember Sister Susan's name. But anyway, or sometimes when I go to talk to you, I don't remember all, you know, like I said, sometimes my brain doesn't function like it should. I know who you are. Sometimes I just have trouble recalling your name. But anyway, I think about particular saints. You know, you walk by and you just take a minute to say hello. How are you doing? It makes an impression on them. Why? Because you're concerned about them. That is what goodness is. That is what goodness is tonight. And so, young people, again, just a few short thoughts. Gentleness and goodness are fruits of the Spirit tonight. And how do we have gentleness and goodness? First of all, it comes through salvation. It comes through being spiritual. But also, it comes through loving God supremely. Loving God as we ought, then we will love people as we ought. We love people as we ought.